Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
News today.
When I grow up, I want to restore the American Republic and crush all enemies of humanity's future destiny. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Coming. And we're unstoppable. We're coming to your town. Minnesota, California, Washington, New York. We're going to free this republic. Well, we're in the 342nd day of the return of President Trump. And the fireworks just get more and more intense. And we're a long way out from the finale. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a transmission for you. I know a kill shot when I see one. I can smell the blood. I can see it politically in the water. And he's a big fan of the show, and he's going to probably be on tomorrow. The incredible Nick Shirley in Minnesota has just devastated. His reports just on X alone have, in the last day, 150 million views. One has 90 million. The other is another 60 million or so. But the point is, it's being picked up everywhere. And the reason it's so important is, in one day, they go out to show over $100 million certified red-handed fraud. Healthcare centers that are P.O. boxes, nurseries, preschools that are scooping in, you know, $3 million plus, $2 million plus a year. No one there on weekdays, school days, you name it. And that's just one day. The reason it's so important is it illustrates that the feds are sitting there doing nothing, at least in the past. And it shows how Tim Walz is doing it all premeditatedly, which we already knew. And that's the fact that it's Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar that literally set all this up in the last few years. Just 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, fiscally, there was a $16 billion surplus in Minnesota. It is now a $20 million deficit. And the number, as I told you in my own math last week, before this report even came out, is not $10 billion, not $18 billion, not $20 billion, because I can do the math. They have already found $24 billion in fraud, 90% of it Somali, in Minnesota in just the last month since people started focusing. And notice, it wasn't the feds that discovered all this. It was people looking at public records and then going out and showing all this. And then it gets worse. Not just in Minnesota, but in Michigan and in Maine and other states, because the Democrats are running this. The Somalis are the bag men. They're certainly guilty, but they're the bag men. When the juries convict these people, the judges always let them off. Because they're being paid. And that's all coming out. And the one Democrat legislator that voted against us, and one senator as well, they both got shot by Tim Walz's assassin. Remember that? On June 14th. That's now coming out. Oh, this is big. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share.
Of global awakening to the New World Order system that they use in every Western country of setting up a welfare state, setting up fraud, bringing in foreigners, bankrupting the treasury, bringing in a police state, is erupting. People are really getting it. They're really waking up. And the great citizen journalist, Nick Shirley, is in the airport right now leaving Minnesota. He's trying to get to a quieter spot. I told him it doesn't matter. His story, hundreds of millions of views just on X alone, where in one day they went out and found over $100 million of certified fraud. P.O. boxes that are supposedly healthcare facilities, dozens and dozens and dozens of totally empty, you know, on a school day, daycares, no children, people coming out threatening them, the police threatening them. This is all run by the Democratic Party. And the Somalis, I'm not letting them off the hook, they're incredibly corrupt, are the bag men because they vote as a bloc, they are closed-lip, and so whether it's Maine or whether it's Michigan, or whether it's Minnesota, their main base, or Texas now, they are just involved in ultra, ultra corruption. So, yeah, there's just one of the videos, 91.6 million, and there's clips everywhere. I was looking on Instagram, Facebook, hundreds of millions of views. Other reports, he's got 50 million, 20 million, 30 million. I mean, this is the top story. Trump cares about CBS 60 Minutes and obsesses over it. Their top rating is 3 million viewers. He goes on Elon Musk one time. They have a billion plus people that clicked and listened to it. And they didn't even get cameras for it. It was just audio. I mean, you know, oh, a billion views. I don't care about that. And this is where Trump has a blind spot. Here's this citizen journalist, followed his work for a couple of years. Nick Shirley, he's a huge listener. We helped wake him up. Very proud of that. He's already got all these reports out over the years with billions of views. Here he is with the top story in the United States certifying mass fraud with hundreds of millions of views just on X alone. And just that itself is a giant story. And the larger issue is this has come out for months. You know, first the fraud was $2 billion, then $7 billion, then $12 billion. Now it's $24 billion in just the last 2 years stolen by the Democrats and Tim Walz. Remember, the numbers are always about a year behind. So that goes back 3 years ago. We don't have the latest numbers. But if you look at the graph, they're going straight up. So Minnesota had a $16 billion surplus 3 years ago. Now they're saying it's a $20 billion deficit. Do the math. So they've stolen $24 billion. And now it's coming out in Maine, it's coming out in all these other states, that the Somali community is doing the same thing, totally protected by the Democrats above them and the state and federal agencies that don't check any of the fraud. Don't check any of it. And they'll send in thousands and thousands a month of these reimbursement filings, you know, per little facility or P.O. box. And they talk to the neighbors, talk to people, they say, no, I've never seen anyone at that daycare. I've never seen anyone at that, I've never seen anyone at that medical clinic that is a, you know, 200 square foot office. And then here come the police threatening to arrest you, saying it's harassment, showing it. Because the local governments are using the Somalis as the bag men. They give them campaign contributions and large slices of the cash. This has come out. And the two state reps, one state rep, one state senator, that voted against this, who were Democrats, remember back in June, they both get shot by Tim Walz's high-level appointment, who later told the FBI, Tim Walz sent me to kill them and others, because they weren't doing what he said, and they were going to expose corruption. And he said that we were going to blame it on Trump. He got that letter out. It's public. They admit it got out. Well, where is he now? You never hear about that anymore, do you? So this is big, folks. This is going on everywhere. And so Kash Patel says, oh, we found that, you know, half the Somalis that live there are there illegally under fake names and can be deported. And ICE is there grabbing a lot of people going after them. That's great. But this is the first big domino to fall, because you can go to any of these healthcare facilities, nobody there, most of them P.O. boxes. You can go to any of these. Some of these daycare centers are shacks with knocked out windows. But all the windows are blacked out if they have windows. No one's there. Somalis pull up minutes later and threaten them. And then the names are misspelled. Instead of learning center, it's learner center. This is total bonker town. But still, even Nick Shirley and his experts are like, it's total incompetence by Tim Walz. No, it's not incompetence. This is how they do it. This is how they've done it over and over again. So Tim Walz is a communist Chinese agent on record. You can look up his background. He used to advertise in the local paper. Hey, you want to make money, especially in the military? China loves you. Come with me on a trip to China. They'll give you money. That was in the 90s when the Clintons were in. It was a green light for China to infiltrate us. He was in article and article advertising. I lead trips twice a year to China. And they'll give you money, and if you go there, and he would literally take people over and sign them up to be spies. And his wife said, oh, I love Mao Zedong. I love how we burned down Minnesota in 2020. I love the smell of burning businesses. I love the smell of burning tires, the George Floyd crap. And he ordered the National Guard to stand down. You have to realize the magnitude of these criminals. Okay? This is a guy that talks about what a, yeah, there he is, remember the old Minnesota flag, and the new one is basically a Somali flag. The star is just different. I mean, it's all a big, giant, rub it in your face joke. And the Somalis cut hundreds of videos saying, I don't do work, I drive a Mercedes, I live in a $3 million house in Minnesota. That's huge. I mean, huge palaces. And they're on there laughing, driving their Ferraris. And then people go look up their names, and they're literally own these healthcare companies that serve no one. And they go on TV and they go, you work for me, slave. You'll provide for me. This is part of your payment to Islam. Where if you're not a Muslim in an Islamic country, you must pay them a tax. And they said, we are your rulers. I've got new videos of them saying it today. And you're like, why are they so arrogant? This is what it's like. Imagine they've been stealing billions, tens of billions of dollars a year just there. And again, it gets worse. Not just in Minnesota, but in Michigan and in Texas and in Maine and in Washington State, where the Somalis are at, in the Democrat blue cities, every time they're convicted, $10 million here, $7 million there, $5 million there, P.O. boxes for healthcare companies, P.O. boxes for nurseries, P.O. boxes for home care. Nobody, no employees, no clients. the Democrat judges, even when they're convicted, overturn the convictions because they're being paid, folks. The Soros judges are so corrupt around the country. The ones that ran my show trials, like in Austin, literally had show trials while I was already guilty and had HBO there with a script powder puffing themselves and then walked the red carpet at South by Southwest like they're movie stars in the production. I didn't realize I was in the middle of it. Like, this is just corrupt. This is a production. So imagine, they all believe that they are invincible. They all believe they're completely above the law. And I've got all the clips of what I told you here. And then a Democrat senator, a Democrat representative, state rep and state senator, they speak out, they vote against the illegal aliens and the funding of the Somalis. They get gunned down by Tim Walz's appointee. He says, listen, Tim Walz is supposed to take care of me, have a getaway car and stuff. We were supposed to hit a bunch of other people. He put a letter out. It's public. They many wrote it. I was there to kill them. We were going to get rid of people that didn't do what we were told and blame Trump. Remember on June 14th. And now General Flynn and others are pointing that out. This is about $24 billion confirmed. Now up to $24 billion. And it's going to go up. Now, will people kill for $24 billion? You bet your ass they will. That's why the investigators, people have to move houses. They've been stabbed, attacked. The investigators that Nick Shirley's working with in the last 2 weeks have been attacked, stabbed, jumped. Now they've got to have armed guards. And so I called up these folks today, and I said, well, I'm ready to go in then. So as soon as Nick Shirley's ready to go back into Minnesota, I'm going with him. He's at the airport right now leaving. I want to get him on tomorrow. He said, well, I'm going to come on right now, but we'll see if we can get a good connection there as he flies out of the Twin Cities. But the reason this is so big is in 24 hours, there have been many other reports, but this one went super viral, hundreds of millions of views. Hundreds of times the viewership of 60 Minutes that Trump obsesses over all day. And he's got him at every level, the state hearings right down to the bottom. And the reason it's so important is in one day, they start out at 8 a.m. and they go show over $100 million of fraud. And they only hit, you know, a few dozen places. There's thousands to go to. They show 100 plus million in pure fraud and still have time to get to the state house by like 3 o'clock while they're having hearings on it. I mean, wow. And that shows what the FBI could do. But you look at the U.S. attorneys there that claim they're Republicans. They've been slow rolling this. They've been politically correct. When you got the tranny killing all the kids up there at the Catholic thing, covering it up. These people, it all goes to the top, folks. That's why they don't want this to be stopped, because then it'll be stopped around the country. And it's not just Democrats that are doing this. There are key Republicans in key positions. The numbers the Doe showed on average is about 7%. But it's the leadership in many areas that are engaged in the fraud as well. And so, but you get one domino to fall, they all fall. And of course, it's election fraud in Minnesota, all the blue states, voting is a block, total fraud. It's incredible. So let me play you first the report on the judge. The report on the judge, because, you know, you hear me talk about it. But there's lots of these judges. But in Minnesota, $7 plus million to a mailbox for health care. And then the judge overturns it. Think about that. So that's clip 9. A Minnesota leftist judge overturned a Somali fraud guilty verdict, which was unanimous. And then we'll go to the state rep and the state senator, gunned down, murdered, because they're the two people that voted to stop just funding illegal aliens. Because we're talking about Somalis here. That's a whole separate deal. And of course, half of them there illegally. But imagine the fraud to the illegal aliens. We already know FEMA was spending 40-something billion a year when Trump got back in to house them in 5-star and 4-star hotels. Same thing in Europe, same scam, same NGOs. Same NGOs that ran that invasion have run the invasion here. They were in charge of Border Patrol. It is trillions of dollars, folks, while they destroy the country. But through the law firms and the NGOs and all of them, they get big slices of this money and campaign money. And the Somalis have their mob bosses that collect all the money and pay their cut to walls, and then that goes up the chain to Pelosi, Obama, and the rest of them. You're going to find the Somalis, and we've seen the numbers, I see it over and over again, you'll have one Somali family that's stolen $25 million. And then they'll look at their bank records and go, well, in the 3 years, 4 years they stole this, they spent like six, seven. Where'd the money go? And they find it's being sent to Somalia, but also to bank accounts in the U.S. So it's being sent to terrorists in Somalia, part of it, and then the rest to Democrats. And that's what's coming out. You'll see another one. Oh, this family in the 1 year stole $10 million, but they only pocketed three, but there was no bills. Where'd the other? And then they're tracking, and it's going to terrorists, Muslim Brotherhood, destabilize, you know, take over, and to the Democrats. And so the Somalis have been chosen because they're pirates. It's a criminal culture in the leadership. It's a mafia. And so this is a lot more than 10% of the big guy. I think when it all comes out from the numbers I've seen, 70% of the money is paid to the Democrats, to the money laundering operations. The slice goes to Republicans that are involved. And of that 70%, they're paying about 30-40% is going to Somalia, which we already know billions is going there, but you have to understand, they're still getting a slice, but I've looked at in the news reports and the indictments that have happened, they're only getting, you know, 20-30% of it. They're the bag men, which is still a nice payment for a bag man. So here is the report on the judge saying, and she looks like she's 12 years old, and by the way, Soros did finance him. See, it's not, for Soros, it's not just about get out of jail free for criminals, it's about they can then rob and steal it. And the judges protect the criminal activity, and then the judges also, with the prosecutors, go after conservatives and patriots. It's not just about letting criminals out, it's about persecuting us. Here's the clip.
Big reversal in a $7.2 million fraud case in Hennepin County. The judge has thrown out the jury's guilty verdict.
This wasn't some technical hiccup. These fraudsters, Abdelfatah Yusuf and Lul Ahmed, were convicted on six counts of charges, months of evidence, a jury that deliberated for hours, all erased in one ruling.
Yusuf and his wife, Lul Ahmed, were charged with stealing $7.2 million of taxpayer money through Medicaid overbilling in a personal care assistant or PCA scam. The couple allegedly spent tens of thousands of the fraud money.
And here's the part that rattled people inside the system. The judge didn't say the fraud didn't happen. She said the state couldn't prove who was responsible, which raised this question on everyone's minds. If a case this obvious can't hold, what happens to the rest? Because this ruling hit, while Minnesota is already buried under billion-dollar fraud scandals, overseas money trails, and growing federal probes into how taxpayer money keeps disappearing. And here's the twist most people missed. Once that verdict collapsed, the issue stopped being one defendant. It became about whether Minnesota's system can still enforce fraud at all, or whether the feds are stepping in because the state no longer can. And that's where this story really starts. Here's why this case collapsing came out of nowhere and was shocking for most people. This wasn't a messy jury split or a hung panel. It was a unanimous guilty verdict, and that's because all the facts were on the prosecution's side. The fraudulent couple had a home healthcare business that barely existed, and billing Minnesota's Medicaid program for services that either weren't documented or never happened at all. But that wasn't all.
The jury heard evidence that he ran his home healthcare company, Promise Health, out of a mailbox at a Central Avenue address where multiple other home healthcare companies were supposedly located.
And what's more, they followed the money and found a whole lot of it in Abdelfatah's accounts. Over $1 million moved from the business into personal accounts. Nearly $400,000 withdrawn in cash. You might be thinking, what could they have possibly needed that much money for? Well, according to prosecutors, they splurged it on luxury purchases, mansions, luxury vacations, a lifestyle that stood out immediately because it didn't exactly line up with their paycheck.
The files documenting spending sprees in which defendants, get this, took taxpayer money that was obviously meant to feed hungry kids during the pandemic, and instead they used it to buy fancy cars, property, jewelry.
And when jurors heard all that evidence, it only took them a few hours to reach a verdict. The jury foreperson later said this about the case.
It was not a difficult decision whatsoever. The deliberation took probably 4 hours at most, based off of the state's evidence that was presented.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote. And I'm, we worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
And that's the state rep gunned down by the man that said he was Tim Walz's assassin. There's Judge Sarah West. Looks like she's a hardcore super leftist on record. Looks like she's 12 years old. And that's who let Somalis off stealing $7.2 million, not serving one person, saying there's no evidence who was involved in it. What the hell are you talking about? And there's interviews with the jury saying it was unbelievable. And they're living in million-dollar houses and driving Porsches. And they're small potatoes. Nick Shirley has done a bunch of reports in one day with local investigators. One day. Showed over $100 million proven shacks, P.O. boxes, daycares that are P.O. boxes, daycares that are all blacked out. Most of them don't answer the door. When they do, they scream at them. No one's inside but, like, you know, women in hijabs. And they go to facility after facility. They talk to locals. They talk to neighbors. Have you ever seen people there? No, maybe once a month the man comes, smokes a cigarette. Maybe, you know, every few months we see somebody in there. Have you ever seen kids? No. They show the snow, no footprints, facility after facility after facility after facility after facility. And it's now at $24 billion. And they're finding more. And now they're finding the Obamacare fraud. It hasn't been added yet. It's estimated to be in the last 3 years, get ready for it in Minnesota alone, $40 plus billion. Now we're at $64 billion. And the two state reps, the rep and the senator that voted against giving the unlimited money, got appointed by Tim Walz. Pew, pew. And then he finally sends a letter out and says, I've been betrayed and set up. I was sent to kill these people for Walz because they voted wrong, and he was going to blame Trump during the No Kings protest. Now he's starting to figure it out. And don't hold your breath for Cash Patel's FBI to do anything real. Oh, they might bust a few of the places. But see, the higher-ups, not Trump, but the people in the strata know, oh, my God, that will lend credence to all of it around the country. It will cut out all the fraud money, and a piece of it goes to the Republicans that are corrupt, and it'll bring the whole system down. I mean, remember, they already found over $1 trillion stolen by Biden with NGOs. Department of Energy, in the last 76 days of the Biden administration, when Trump was president-elect, $92 plus billion, over half of it with no receipt, no record where it went, sent to NGOs out of the Department of Energy. In that 76 days, over $200 million out of the Department of the EPA just disappeared. And then they get the undercover people going, yeah, we just had to get rid of it so Trump wouldn't get it. So we just threw gold bars off the Titanic, was the analogy. And then they found tens of billions per check going into bank accounts with no names on them. And see, the system comes to these investigators and says, hey, just drop the investigation and anybody you want, your wife, your mom, your dad, whoever, there's going to be $50 million in a Swiss bank account tomorrow. And that's why these things stop. Most people go, okay, I'll take the money. And if they don't, they go, hey, we got a whole file on you cheating on your wife. You going to take this? You can take a bullet.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I crack the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind.
Better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you, and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me. It's right.
All right, this is so important what I'm about to say. I'm begging you to have this burn into your brain, okay? I know you're smart. I'm pretty smart too, but I tend to... There's so much important stuff going on, I tend to forget what's really important. So listen to me very carefully, what I'm going to say here in just a moment, because this is beyond key. This Minnesota story is the kill shot if we simply do a few simple things. I can tell you, I guarantee you I'm going to Minnesota. I'll explain why in a moment. Before we go any further, though, the success of this broadcast is legendary, but it's not because of me or even this crew or you, the supporters. No. It is literally the hand of God that has been on this broadcast for 31 years. Yes, God working through all of us. But you have to understand what we've all gone through together, and the great success we've had is so spectacular, and it's unsung because the enemy doesn't want us to understand how effective we've been, though they've admitted we've been the number one thorn on their side in their own documents. That's why people can't take something like this for granted and just think, hey, it's always going to be there. It survived so many times. No. It'd take an hour to do an update for you. But there are criminal investigations of what the Democrats did to us and their rigged courts. Those are ongoing. They're now paralyzed. They got their state receiver 3 months ago. They were going to come in and shut us down. Now they're paralyzed and won't talk to us. The receiver won't talk to us. They keep saying they're going to have a state sale of InfoWars. Months and months go by, and they won't even talk to us. People ask, what's going on? I have no idea. He's a receiver. He could technically come in here tomorrow and shut us down. But I know that there have been some visits and things that I'm not supposed to get into. So let's just say Todd Blanche trying to shut down the investigations into them didn't work. But I've not been given the details. And it was, I guess, handed over to another group. So, and the president is taking particular interest in it, so we'll just leave it at that. So I don't know where all that's going. I know this, though. They just hope we go away from lack of funding. Because of how long this fight has been. The products are insanely good. You want and need these products because they really work. On my soul. The Shilajit is the very best. Don't know what Shilajit is? Research it. And then we got the best. You don't know what bovine colostrum is? Been hiding under a rock? Seriously, we got the best. You'll find out how great it is, then know we have the best. You know how great turmeric is? We have the best. Certified. It's the strongest. Our ultramethylene blue, the best medical grade. Incredible. So good for you. Game changer. If you get one product, get that one because it's the easiest to feel in 30 minutes. But the short-term effects are nothing compared to long-term effects. Cognitive focus, health, stamina, libido, everything. It's insane. All you've got to do is say, man, this guy's been right a lot. Why don't I go to thealexjonesstore.com like the half of 1% of our 50 million listeners today who keep us all operating. We have an 80-plus percent reorder. Nobody has that because it works so good. It's the majority of you that share an article, share a video. That's wonderful. Keep doing it. Pray for the broadcast. But when I say we've got game-changing products that absolutely work, you've heard callers call in. You've seen the guests take this stuff. It's amazing. We got staples like creatine, but we have the best at a low price. It's all there. So we have a huge sale going until just a few days from now, December 30th. Buy one of any supplement and get any other supplement free. Now, in the past, our sales have always been buy one, get one free of the same. Because we have supplements that are $20. We've had some gummies that are $15, but those are sold out, little packets. So you can buy a $20, $25 thing and get a $50, $45 Optimal Human, the very best green drink out there. This is insane. But I know how good it is, so I want to incentivize those of you that haven't gotten it. I don't have to do that. People have already gotten it. To do it. So buy one, get one free select supplements for a limited time only. Our best-selling supplement formulas are buy one, get one free while supplies last. Ends Tuesday, December 30th. That's 2.5 days. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. You can mix and match any of the amazing supplements despite the cost being different. Ultramethylene blue, tinctures and capsules. Bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules. Life Force, Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate turmeric. Ultimate power drink mix. Makes it even stronger than Turbo Force. If you love that, you're going to love ultimate power drink mix. Beef cooking tallow, just classic high quality beef tallow. We did emails to listeners a year ago. What do you want? You wanted this. You got it. Ultra DNA Revival, NAD Plus Booster, Atomic Defense, Ultimate Burn Fat Burner, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Tallow Bomb, Awful Human, and more. You can buy a $20 supplement, $25 supplement, and get a $50 supplement free. That baby is a lost leader on some of them, but we know that anybody that orders it has an 84% reorder on the Methylene Blue and a 75 to 76. It varies month to month. Nobody has that on all the other supplements. We have a 75% reorder on all the others, on average, an 84 on Methylene Blue. All I've got to do is get you to get it. and then all our problems will be solved. We have the backup network built if they shut us down. You think that was cheap? We are battling the biggest Democrat Party law firms. I'm not bitching. But they don't want us on air to have on Nick Shirley, who's a huge listener, has refused all these interviews, but says whether it's at the airport today or tomorrow, he's going to give us the first big interview. He's a huge listener who has the top story in the country. They don't want me to take the next level and say, Nick, great job, but you and your crew keep saying Tim Walz is incompetent. No, Elon Musk pointed it out. He said, no, he's a criminal running it. We have the documents that he set all this up with Ilhan Omar, who is the bag man overall. Remember my cardinal rule, stop saying it's incompetence. It is precision-guided fraud. We're so close. Now, I don't normally air a 40-minute documentary, but I'm going to do it tonight, and I'll hit other big news after that. And then speaking of Minnesota, the incredible Royce White, battling the corruption from Minneapolis, Minnesota, takes over tonight. And then I've got all the other news. But again, Iran officially declares war against the U.S. Kind of a big deal. Chinese military simulates Caribbean war, says they may join in to attack the U.S., and they have a major fleet in the Mediterranean. I mean, that itself is just totally sensational. We have a normalcy bias, so people don't think of that as like, it's like it's Mars or something, or Pluto. Oh, yeah, right. You know, yeah, right. You also have the Democrat judges blocking the tens of thousands per major state, tens of thousands of California alone, illegal aliens that they gave professional driver's license to who don't even have driver's license. I'm going to say that again. They didn't even go pass a driver's license test. They're given commercial driver's license, just giving them. Do you have any idea how hard it is to drive an 18-wheeler? I have. When I was growing up, my dad just made me learn everything, and thank God he did it. He was really nice, but if I didn't do what he told me, he beat the shit out of me. And by the time I was 10 years old, he had me, you know, he repossessed some 18-wheelers and business he had. And he goes, I got two of these 18-wheelers. We're leaving in 3 days, and we're going to drive these 18-wheelers up from this area and by Houston to up to Austin, and I'll have a guy in the truck with you, but I'm 10 years old, but I want you to drive this truck part of the time. So getting this 18-wheeler around and around. The point is that it ain't easy, folks, okay? And that was all a bluff by him later. He didn't make me drive it to Dallas, but he just wanted me to get stressed out and do it, learn how to drive it. And that's how it works in East Texas. I'm like 7 years old, and I go, get in the tractor. We're going to teach you how to shred. Next, it's, you know, we're going to teach you how to fix electrical fence. And when I ran the tractor through a bunch of stuff and ran through fences, they said, that's all right. Now we're going to fix the fences. It's just you had to teach. That's frontier stuff, folks. I was at the tail end of that. But my point is that putting all these illegal aliens who don't even have driver's license but in 18-wheelers, it causes mass death, and the Democrats run all the ambulance-chasing companies that then sue when it happens. So now lawsuit by illegal aliens wants to block, a California government backs it, letting illegal aliens who were just given commercial driver's license the ability to drive. This is mass murder insanity. You already have judges trying to block Trump doing this. These people are psychotic criminals. Absolute psychotic nuts. So, oh, by the way, I wasn't being a victim. Talking about my dad beating the shit out of me. I love it. I'd be a total pussy, right? I didn't do it very often, but if I didn't learn something or do something or didn't get serious about something, it was good. And that's why this country is so screwed up, because we've created generations of absolute blobs that don't know how to wipe their ass or stand up for themselves. All right. Let's start getting started with this documentary. This is so important. It'll take it to the bottom of the next hour to get to it all. And I'm going to stop and start at some point because it's so important. But this is just investigators going out and proving it's all fraud. Right there. Open and shut. Prima facie. Just like the court cases that have already, people have been convicted and the judges let them go. In Michigan, in Washington State, in Minnesota, in Maine. They catch them. Total fraud, not serving one person, stealing millions per facility. And they let them go. because they're paying cuts to the guys on top. But the point is, I said I make this incredibly important point. Here it is. You don't wait for the FBI. You don't wait for the DOJ. The citizen journalists go out with a $300 camera and a $100 microphone, and you got the facts, and you got the public record, and you go and you show the fraud, and then it's the biggest thing in the world, and you reach hundreds of millions of people a day, and you win. Everybody can do this. And it's going on in your town, too, by other groups and organizations. So this is about the people taking action. We don't wait around for Cash Patel. We don't wait around. We expose it, and we expose it, and we expose it, and the outrage in the end will bring them down, and it's happening. And then we will expose the election fraud, we'll put our people in, and we'll change the world. So you want to know who's saving the world? It's people like Nick Shirley. You want to be Nick Shirley. Here he is.
Hello. We'd like to ask where the money's going. What do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't think anybody is enabling fraud to happen.
We need to hold Governor Walz accountable for this.
What was this money spent on? $1.26 million. What was that money spent on?
Are
there any kids?
Answer the question. Are there children? There's no children inside this building.
Potentially the largest fraud scandal in U.S. history is taking place in Minnesota as literally billions of dollars have been funneled through Somali-ran fraudulent businesses. So much fraud, it could actually almost replace the entire GDP of Somalia. These fraudsters have worked hand-in-hand with the Minnesota government as they enabled billions of dollars to be given to fraudulent businesses underneath welfare purposes. Some of this money eventually landed in the hands of terrorist groups in Somalia like the Al-Shabaab, and others enriched themselves all at the U.S. taxpayers' expense. And in this video, we will break down all of the fraud from start to finish, from going to the fraudulent businesses and confronting the people who are making millions of dollars from the government. And we will also be confronting the incompetent government leaders who let this fraud happen. And to make this happen, I met up with a man who's been doing his own investigation for years now, as he has seen the fraud firsthand. His name is David. Let's get into this and be prepared to be shocked. How deep is this fraud here inside of Minnesota?
It is far worse than anybody can imagine. You heard it's 7 to 10 billion and maybe more, and now the numbers have been revised and put out there publicly that they think it's more like 8 billion. How I got involved is that where my office is here in Minneapolis, I'm sort of in the heart of all of this fraud, and I would see these childcare centers. I said, well, there aren't any kids there. It's the middle of the day, and all I see are a couple of guys standing out front smoking, and then I'd go by another daycare, and I'd see the same thing. I said, well, where do these kids play? And so I started to go online and look, and I said, this place is licensed for 80 children. They had zero children. Every time I went by there, they never had a single child there. Then I started to see all these transportation companies going around, and it was always a Somali driver. And I said, well, that's great. They're out there transportation contributing, but they never had a passenger.
By the way, pause. Once. Back up 10 seconds. David is all over the place, you name it. He's like the special ops guide, you know, like Lewis and Clark had Indian guides that, you know, find the Western Passage. But notice he only uses the name David because he's been stabbed and last week jumped and beat up by three people. And the police follow him and harass him, and you'll see it coming up. The police are like, buddy, you don't cover this because they're getting taken care of, let me tell you. Not directly themselves, but down the chain. Because it's $24 billion the last 2 years they stole confirmed. A lot of greasing going on here. Let's continue.
And it was always a Somali driver. And I said, well, that's great. They're out there transportation contributing, but they never had a passenger. Never, ever once. And I said, well, what is all this transportation? What are they doing? So then I found out that in Minnesota, they have something called non-emergency medical transportation. So this is going to the dentist's office, therapy, whatever it might be. And I said, well, how many of these companies are there? And the research came back that there are 1,020 of them, and more than 800 of them are Somali-owned. Nobody from the state of Minnesota ever cross-checks to see if any rides were ever actually provided. All they did was write the check.
So right here we have all this paperwork. And how are you getting all this information about the fraud?
A lot of it is through my own research, And then I have some contacts at the Capitol going back many, many years. And so the data that I'm getting is 100% accurate, coming directly from research done by people at the state Capitol.
All this paperwork right here, what are we looking at?
The areas of fraud that I have numbers for are mostly related to child care. This is massive
fraud. Pause again. Back up 2 seconds. That's only one slice, maybe 20%. He gets into that. Then they go out in the field. So that's coming up, okay? They show you the address. They show you. They go there. Just get ready. Here it is.
Or are mostly related to child care. This is massive fraud that is beyond anyone's imagination, the scope. And so, for example, there's a child care not far from here in Minneapolis that has two child cares listed at the same address. And together, they're licensed, supposedly, for 120 children. I have never seen a single child there ever, and I've been by that place at least 100 times.
These Somalians, these groups are setting up these daycares, these child care centers, getting money from the government, but there's no kids.
No kids. Never at any of them. They're all fraught with violations, and even though they have these violations, there's still an operation, and they're still getting money. And it's millions of dollars for every one of them every year.
And who's getting the money, and where are they getting the money from?
So we have a thing called CCAP. It's a blend of federal and state money. The bottom line is it's taxpayer money, so it's state money and it's federal money. And the problem is the people at the state of Minnesota are the ones writing the checks. This is kind of the maddening thing, is you have daycare, so you have adult daycare, and then you have child care, and then you have health care. And a lot of these same names keep coming up on all of these different types of businesses. And then, of course, we have the transportation. A lot of those same names appear, a lot of the same addresses. There's one building that has 14 Somali healthcare companies at the same address. There's another building in St. Paul that has 22 Somali healthcare businesses at the same address.
And they go there.
And the government knows about this.
The government knows. They're writing the checks. Yeah, the Democrats over there writing the checks. What has happened is that the Somali...
Let me stop here. Back up 2 seconds. Now, he got tired of the harassment and all the rest of it and shut it down like 5 years ago with all the Democrat Party lawsuits. But Ted Anderson, in 1997, calls me up. He says, I noticed you're already syndicating your own show on ISDN line to a satellite. A bunch of stations picked it up. He goes, we'd like to back you. We'd like to hire you. We'd like to syndicate your show. We're the Genesis Communications Network. We're in Minneapolis. And nice little offices right there on the river. Come up here, went pheasant hunting with him, great people, said, sure, I'll do a deal with you. And they never censored me, never tried to control me. And then over the years, he'd be like, they would fine-tooth comb, harass him. He had a gold company that harassed him constantly. Just inspectors, total harassment, just any reasonable business. Minnesota's horrible. He's like, I was born here, my God, but maybe I should move states. He finally just gave up. So a regular business, they are up your ass, okay? With fines, fees. If you live outside Minnesota, you got an online shop. You know, it's always Minnesota and a few other states suing you, claiming you didn't pay sales tax, even though you did. I mean, so it's not like they're not regulating. They are horrible regulators. They are communists. But for the Somalis, they're bag men. They're above the law. I wanted to add that little point. Go ahead.
The government knows about this.
The government knows. They're writing the checks. Yeah, the Democrats over there writing the checks. What has happened is that the Somali community is a very closed community. They will not speak to
anyone. You know, pause again. I'm at this point. Back it up. What happened 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Mike Lindell announces governor on Friday. By Monday, the attorney general, the communist globalist, starts a criminal investigation and sues the Lindell Recovery Network for drug addicts that's free that he put his money into to shut that down. So the reason they harassed GCN was because of my show and others. The reason they harassed Lindell was because of him. See, it's the same thing. It's total weaponization. You're good, decent Americans helping drug addicts for free. We'll shut your ass down. But you're stealing $24 billion in 2 years. Baby, you are invincible. You are above the law. I'm just giving you my own experiences in Minnesota. Let's go back to it.
The Somali community is a very closed community. They will not speak to anyone outside the community and talk about what's going on within the community. They vote as a block. And so when you're a politician, you're saying, look, I've got 100,000 people in Minnesota that if I do something for the community, they're going to vote for me. And that's what it's all about, is getting the votes. And then the people here in Minnesota, you hear this term, Minnesota nice. I'm so sick of that term. The people here are so afraid of being called a racist or an Islamophobe. And they're afraid of their own shadow. And I don't understand. This is our future generations are going to have to pay for all this fraud. And they just want to bury their heads in the sand and go on and just not worry about it. Tim Walz saying there's organized crime in Minnesota. What did he do about it? Nothing. You got organized crime? What are you doing? This is the Minnesota law, which mandates that anyone who knows of fraud and is a state employee must report that fraud. It's Minnesota Statute 3.971, Subdivision 9. Not only that, but Walz is also guilty of misconduct of a public employee. When I look at the world as a whole, and I look at fraud, the Twin Cities is ground zero. The fraud is worse here than anywhere else ever in history. Anywhere.
We're going to go confront these people. We're going to go to these daycare centers. We're going to see what's actually happening.
Okay, so we have to be careful because these people are very violent. They're exceptionally violent.
Now, with all of David's evidence, we headed out to the streets of Minneapolis to see how much fraud we could uncover in one afternoon. Where are we going now?
We're going to a place called Mako Child Care, which actually has another child care registered at the same address called Mini Child Care Center.
So we should see lots of children if there's this child care center, especially if there's two.
The two of them combined are licensed for 120.
And how much money have these child care centers received?
None of those vans have moved in 6 months. None of them. In 2020, one of them received $1.3 million. In 2021, they got $987,000. In 2022, they got $714,000. That's the last I have for that one. And then the other one, $1.604 million in fiscal year 2025. Fiscal year 2024, they got about $800,000. And in fiscal year 2023, they got $904,059. This place right here. Yes.
We're outside of it.
Well, this is actually two daycares are registered here. One of them is Mako, which you see on this sign. The other one is Mini Child Care Center. And between the two of these child care centers, they're pulling in about $3 million a year. And there are no children. Every facility is...
All right, let's stop there. We're going to come back a second hour. Back to this. It gets insane. They attack them. They come after them. All of it. And it's all... They get inside. No kids. They show it all. All right. This is what they're doing. This is Cloward and Piven. The Democrat plan. Look up Cloward and Piven's strategy to collapse the country. But the good news is it's coming out. No matter what Cash Patel does, it's totally compromised. The court of public opinion, they're done.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger. Faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crock, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go, fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Ana came prancing on a horse that was black as the night.
And now, America is the greatest command base of freedom left in the world, and Texas is the jewel in that crown. Thanks to Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and others. And we appreciate your sacrifice today, being able to come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Let's go back to the documentary piece that's gone mega viral that is inspiring so many with citizen journalism with Nick Shirley. Here it is.
There are indeed no windows. All the windows are blacked out right here. All right, let's go in.
And it's all of them are blacked out.
And the child care center is locked. Should we ring the doorbell?
Yeah.
Try to get in, ring the doorbell. Nobody showed up. They're open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., it says here on their sign, yet there's absolutely nobody here. And this building here, right here, has generated millions of dollars.
And they talk to locals, they go, no one's ever been there.
It seems like business isn't even open right now, and it's a weekday. And if this was a daycare center, it wouldn't just be in some industrialized building. There'd be maybe like a playground or something outside, or...
There's no play area for the kids. So, where are the kids? Where's anybody? How can there be nobody here? And it's like this every single day.
Thousands of buildings around the town that he's went to dozens that day.
In
blacked out windows.
9 years.
No kids.
I've never seen a single child at this building. Right there.
Oh, then now it looks like we already got the Somalis coming through.
Yeah, they're coming. The word's out.
Hello, is this your daycare?
No. Can you tell us why there are no children? Have you ever seen children at this child care center?
I'm not sure. I don't
know. Doesn't know if she's ever seen a child here. All right, let's go to the next location. Now we're going to the next daycare center. How much money has this one generated?
This one, in fiscal year 2025, $1,042,059. In fiscal year 2024, $1,059,078. And in fiscal year 2023, $727,336.
This next one is literally one block away, and this one's also generated nearly $3 million in the past 3 years.
Yeah, they wander.
Children, let's see if any of the buildings are open.
About 70% out from my numbers, the Democrats.
Because
we've seen the indictments, we know what they've got. It seems about 30%.
All the windows are blacked out. Let's see if anybody.
The Somalis get 30% for this. I've seen a bunch of the indictments again in multiple states. It's all 30%.
This facility is licensed for 40 children. Zero children. I've come by this place 100 times. I've never seen a child here, ever. The only thing I've ever seen is someone standing outside smoking.
So they're allowed to carry out the crime as long as they pay it to the Democrats.
Is that green building right there? And the other daycare center right now is right here. These buildings should be operating. as they're receiving literally millions of dollars.
I knocked on the door, and to my surprise, somebody actually answered the door.
Hello? Can we speak?
Yeah.
I would like to check a child in the daycare.
Why?
Can I speak to a manager? Where can I get paperwork to file for my son? I wanted to put my son Joey in daycare.
And after a few questions, the lady went silent.
Looks like little Joey Shirley ain't going to daycare here.
And now we're...
We'll be right back. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So after seeing this devastating report, one of many devastating reports by Nick Shirley in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and other cities with the mass illegal alien invasion, Elon Musk rightfully called for Tim Walz's indictment, and it's come out that Tim Walz, Elon Musk, set all this up in the last 3-4 years, and they went from a $16 million surplus to a $20 million deficit. It's $24 billion they've now found stolen. That's coming up. And the Somalis are about 80% of it because they're the bagmen, because they're a tribe. They're ruled by tribal leaders. They'll do what they're told. And from the numbers we've seen from the criminal cases and other things, about 30% of the money they steal, they get. The rest goes to the Democratic Party and to Islamic Jihad around the world, to the Muslim Brotherhood. And you have Ilhan Omar bragging about it. So don't hold your breath for Cash Patel and the FBI to do anything. They claim, oh, they're about to have all these indictments and stuff. But if that happens, the Democrat leadership has to go to prison, and then there's some Republicans on the payroll. It doesn't matter. We're convicting them in the court of public opinion. This is so devastating, and the election fraud and all of it. So they can run from the truth they can't hide. The public's seeing this. They're discovering it. And so at the end of the day, we're not going to take paltry a few indictments and things where Democrat judges then overturn the convictions later. And, you know, Tim Walz sends assassins to kill a few Democrats that voted against it or whatever, according to the shooter. Yeah, that came out. No, you never hear about that anymore from June 14th. Covered at the start of the show if you missed it. Kind of bombshell. General Flynn's pointing that out, saying, yeah, there's the hit right there. But let's go back to this incredible documentary that is the top story in the world right now from independent media. This has literally 100 times the viewers of 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes has 3 million. This has 300 million conservatively. Hundreds of millions on X alone. Why does Trump care about 60 Minutes? He's 79. I harp on that so Trump stops focusing on trying to get corporate media to tell the truth and just moves on. Jimmy Kimmel has 1 million viewers. Who cares? Nick Shirley, the last 48 hours, has 300 million views on X alone. That's all over the news. See? We need to say, get behind me, Satan, and stop worrying about CBS and NBC and CNN. Let them operate. Don't shut them down. They're a joke. No one listens to them now. Get the truth out through the independent media. Let's go back to the report.
Now we're going to Sweet Angel Child Care.
We're in the middle of a strip mall here inside of this neighborhood.
In fiscal year 2025, this facility, which has its license for 74 kids, was paid $1.26 million in tax money. And there are no kids. And all the facilities are the same way. All of them.
Let's see if anyone opens.
Let's stop again. Back in 5 seconds. It gets really good right here. But and they talk about it later. But about 20% or so is the child care fraud. It's Medicare. It's Medicaid. It's taking care of the elderly. It's in-home care. It's, by the way, the $24 billion, is, they're just now looking at Obamacare. They think it's probably double. Now we're at 60-something billion, but in Minnesota alone. But it's the same scam everywhere. And the cops come and threaten to arrest him for daring to report on this. So they are hitting at every level, including delivering handicapped people places, and then out of hundreds of thousands of drives, no one's delivered. It's all made up. And it's the same addresses. Let's continue.
Tax money. And there are no kids. And all the facilities are the same way. All of them.
Let's see if anyone opens.
Yeah, let's see.
Once again, I try to find a spot for my son Joey, and they would not open the door.
I want to put my son Joey in daycare. Because I need a spot to put my son Joey.
They go, you're white. We don't serve you. Yes. Another thing. You're evil because you're white.
I just want to put a child in daycare, but all the daycare centers seem to be closed. No one's opening the doors.
You work here?
I was, yeah. What's happening?
Where are the kids?
Yeah?
Says it's licensed for 74 children. Right here, state of Minnesota. Where are the kids? They got paid $1.26 million in fiscal year 2025. It says they have a capacity for 74 children.
When?
Where are the kids? Right here. State of Minnesota website. You work here and you don't know?
I don't know. I was there before. I don't know what's going on.
Were there any kids when you worked here?
He's there. Kids there.
How many?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You worked here. Okay, well, then you're not of any help.
Can I put my son in a daycare here?
No, I don't know.
Can I speak to someone?
No, I don't know.
No? Yeah, I would like to see if I can put my son Joey here.
Yeah, the Jawas are about to attack.
My son Joey. Can I check out daycare center?
No! I'm the owner.
Do you put your kid here in this daycare?
No.
There is one child in there. Yeah, I'd like to know if this is a legit business.
Me, I'm scared of you too. How come I can explain everything?
You're scared of me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of your curry.
Because of my color. You said you're scared of me because of my color. Does that make you a racist?
Yeah, no.
But you said you're scared of me because of my color.
I'm not saying you're racist.
You said you're scared of me because of my color. That makes you a racist. So right now, they're all getting mad because he's shown the paperwork of this business being registered as a business. 74 children, no children. We saw one child when the lady opened up the door.
So
now they're all getting mad.
What was this money spent on? $1.26 million. What was that money spent?
Ask the owner.
There aren't any kids.
Ask the owner and the kids.
Well, then why are you talking for the owner if you're telling me to talk to the owner?
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding what you're talking about.
Do you have a child here?
No.
Does anybody?
No.
Where are the 74 kids? Did you lose them? Did you lose these kids? Do I need to call someone? Do I need to issue an Amber Alert for missing children? Are these children missing? It's not my business that children are missing. 74 infants and toddlers, preschool.
The proof's right there. There's no children anywhere.
It's from the state of Minnesota right here.
It's coming anyway.
I think we're moving on to the next location. Have a good day.
As we continue to show the blatant fraud that was taking place here in Minnesota, Somalis started following us around the city.
And now we're being followed by the Somalis. This is another daycare center. Absolutely no signage. And there's no footprints in the snow of children playing outside. $5 million within the past 2 years.
$5.9 million they received in 2 years. That facility right there.
And now we have a group of Somalis telling us in our vehicle right now.
From this daycare center, we headed over to the infamous Quality Learning Center, which actually spells Quality Leering Center on the outside of their sign. That's how blatant this fraud is here at this daycare.
Don't open up!
So this is Quality Leering Center. I meant to say Quality Learning Center.
Don't open up!
They said they spelled learning wrong. How do you have ice here, ma'am? I'm literally a YouTuber.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, what do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Don't open up! We have ice!
Ma'am, what do you think about this place being licensed for 99 children?
Don't open up!
And getting $4 million
Don't
over the...
Don't open up! It's ice!
$4 million in the last 2 years?
Go away!
What do you think about that? Are you in
Go
favor?
Go away!
Are you in favor of that?
Go away!
You know
You're
what
not welcome here!
Are you...
Shame on you!
Are you in favor of... $1.9 million going illegally, fraudulently to this business.
So there's literally a learning center stealing millions of dollars a year. No one's there. No one's inside. Here shows a woman. She sees white people. She's a white lady, a Karen. She goes, oh, my God, it's white men doing something. She goes, you're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be around here because you're white and you're an American. And she's, oh, my God, ISIS here. And she doesn't care there's mass fraud going on. This is the brainwashed idiocy of these people. Let's go back to her.
Learning center, but can't even spell learning right on the door.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, we are not ICE.
I don't care who you are, you don't belong here.
I belong here just like you belong here.
Don't open up, it's ICE!
You do realize that there's supposed to be 99 children in here at this building, but there's no one here. This is a child daycare center.
There's 99 children. Paid $1.9 million this year in CCAP funding. Do you know where the children are? Were they kidnapped? Did they run away? Where are the children? This is state of Minnesota. Right here.
And who are you?
My name's Nick Shirley, ma'am.
And who are you with?
Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley on YouTube.
Yeah, so who are you with here?
Oh, he's just been doing some research investigating the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm with Nick Shirley.
This lady, she's calling us ICE. We're just trying to put law and order back in the streets of the United States.
Well, get rid of all the fraud. Back it up. This is so key. Here comes this white woman. She goes, you're white. You're not supposed to be here. We're like, well, there's nobody here. Millions being stolen. And she just screams, ICE, 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 you're white. There's whites, there's whites, there's whites. Well, I mean, I wish it was other color people, and there are other color people that aren't white exposing this. But this is she's a hero. She's fighting the evil white man who aren't supposed to be here. And of all the professors and all the videos, you've seen them just constantly, oh, whites are evil. We got to eradicate them. They're the problem. Why? Because we still have Western values of not acting like this? Let's continue.
That's taking place here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm with Nick Shirley.
This lady, she's calling us ICE. We're just trying to put law and order back in the streets of the United States. Get rid of all the fraud.
She's a hero.
Have you ever seen children at that daycare center right there?
Where?
Yeah, it's right there. It says the child, you've never seen daycare.
I haven't seen anybody here.
We're going to educate you on something. So what do you think about this daycare center? They spelled learning wrong. They've received over $1.9 million this year alone, and they're supposed to have 99 children here.
I don't see it.
Children.
Have you ever seen any children here?
None, not at all. None.
This year they got $1.9 million. Last year they got $1.5 million of your tax money for 99 children. We just want to know where
the
kids.
So he lives next door, never seen kids, been there 8 years.
I've been here since 2017. I haven't seen anybody like that.
Never seen a child here.
No, not at all.
And so you've never seen a child here for 8 years?
Nope, not at all.
And how does that make you feel, knowing that this place is receiving $1.9 million?
Disgusting. I mean, what the hell? They're stealing the money. That's a federal grant, too. That's, you know, if they get caught, and for that's a federal offense. I don't know. I studied law.
And do you think Tim Walz should go to jail for all the fraud that he's enabled here in his state?
That's him doing this? Heck yeah. He's got to be held accountable for this. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason what's going on here. It's simple. It's nothing there. It's a parking lot.
And look, they even spelt learning wrong on their sign for a place that's supposed to be educating.
So let's stop here.
Children.
Everybody's knows there's all these learning centers and all these home care centers and all these daycares and all this stuff. $24 billion found in just 2 weeks. Going to get a lot worse. They're getting the Obamacare now. And the locals are like, I didn't know that, but I noticed nobody's ever been in this building. And you got a Minnesota judge overturns a verdict with $7.2 million to a mailbox. What do you think she got? What do you think her bosses got? The Somalis are the bag men because they are a criminal mafia. But they are the bag men. Let's be clear about that. This is not ineptitude by Tim, the communist Chinese agent, Walz. Let's continue.
That's crazy. I mean, who runs it? Who supposedly runs it?
Somalians.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, it's just, I've never seen nobody here at all.
So how long have you been living here?
Since 2017.
You've never seen a single child walk in that building?
No, not at all.
So this daycare center is literally just a place to traffic money. $1.9 million just this year alone. And this guy's been living here for 8 years and has never seen a single child walk through those doors. There's no windows either.
No.
And the only window they do have, the door, is blacked out.
Yep, I see that. I've never seen anybody go in there.
Within just a few hours, we nearly approached $20 million in fraud, and we headed over to George Floyd's neighborhood to expose more of the fraud taking place.
This place is called Future Leaders Early Learning Center.
By the way, back to that 10 seconds. Did you notice the Palestinian flag flying officially in the middle of the road on the city memorial for veterans? Got a memorial for veterans. I looked it up. Palestinian flag on top of it. They got the rainbow flags and the Muslim flags. Letting you know, bitch, we run this. I got clips of them celebrating. That's coming up. Let's continue.
We headed over to George Floyd's neighborhood to expose more of the fraud taking place.
This place is called Future Leaders Early Learning Center, and it's licensed for 90 children. And in fiscal year 2025, they received $3.6 million. In fiscal year 2024, they received $3 million. So
stop
in 2 years, they got six.
I'm going to go back to this again because it's so key. I know most of you are smart and get it, but those don't. All it takes is a local Minnesotan that noticed it, sort of document it, got the local documents, state documents. They're still reporting. Thank God those laws are there. They don't want to get rid of that. And a reporter. And balls. And it's bringing them to their knees. What did Thomas Jefferson say? He was asked by a reporter right after we won the war. She said, why does evil triumph? And he said, because good men do nothing. All that evil needs to triumph is that good men do nothing. What are you doing, folks? I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying, this is going on everywhere. Sure, it's super horrible, Minnesota. It's happening everywhere. And you don't have to go out and fight all this yourself. All you got to do is share the videos and articles and financially support the people that will do it. But you understand, this isn't a hobby. Like, oh, I'm a patriot. We're in a total war, people. They're trying to put me in prison. They've attacked my family. That's fine. I just want you to back me at thealexandersquare.com. It's that simple. We can win this, but you've got to get in the game. But I would encourage you, don't just support InfoWars. This corruption is so horrible, you can go get state records in Texas and go to Houston and show the same groups doing it. You can go find these education centers and medical centers that are P.O. boxes. You can do the same thing that Nick Shirley's doing. That's even better. But if you're not going to do that, that's fine. Support Nick Shirley. Support InfoWars. Support people that are in the game winning for all of us. If you don't, you have no self-preservation instincts. I don't know what to say to you. You know there's a war going on, right? For the very soul of this country. And we're winning, but just barely. Can I get you to join the team? Can I get you to say a prayer for the broadcast for Nick Shirley? Can I get you to say a prayer for the truth coming out? Can I get you to buy a supplement? Can I get you to get a t-shirt at thealexandersquare.com? Can I get you in the game? Because I can't do this without you. Let's go back to the documentary they don't want you to see.
This place is called Future Leaders Early Learning Center, and it's licensed for 90 children. And in fiscal year 2025, they received $3.6 million. In fiscal year 2024, they received $3 million. So in 2 years, they got $6.67 million, claiming they have 90 children every day of the week, 5 days a week.
I mean,
so
let's these people out. Are making just about more money than
let's
NBA
stop again. Here's another scam I forgot to mention. During COVID, they raked in $2 million we know of, claiming per little facility they were feeding thousands of kids a week. They went to them and other journalists too, and they're completely empty and didn't serve anybody. And the records show, again, it's just total criminal activity, but the Democrats set it up and used the Somalis as the bagmen. Let's be clear. Back to it.
And we don't even know if they're paying taxes, but we don't know where this money is going. Is it going to terrorism? Where is it going?
We do know. There's a Somali and the Democrats.
It's fraud. And the reason I'm involved is I want
to
Qatar. Stop. I care about Minnesota.
To fund the attacks in Sudan.
Minnesota. I don't make a dime off all this time I've spent on this. I put my life at risk several times, but I'm determined to see this through and to correct what is wrong, what is evil.
Here at Future Leaders Early Learning Center, this building received $3 million. over $3 million. Hello, how are you? I would like to see if I could bring little Joey, my son little Joey here. Is there a paperwork or can I check out the daycare? No.
Look at this pig.
Why can't I check out the daycare?
Look at that America-hating pig.
Okay, but if I can't get paperwork or anything to submit my son little Joey.
I'm sorry
to
for, they only make the women work. The men sit around in their nightgowns all day.
We'd really like to put Joey in this daycare. We've heard great things. No, I would like
they
your
like
business
10
card,
kids,
actually.
Put them all on welfare. He's actually just a slave. Well, sorry about
okay,
her.
Can I speak with somebody? Where are the children at? Are the children here today?
No.
No children?
Yes.
Why are there no children?
Two of Mexico.
Would my son, little Joey, have friends to play with here?
No.
No, no friends.
No friends for little Joey. Dang it. Well, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
So, little Joey would not be accepted to that daycare.
Joey's still homeless.
Joey's still looking for daycare.
And
because little Joey couldn't get into a daycare, we went to an autism center, as they have been popping up everywhere.
Oh, yeah, autism is another big scam.
Here in Minnesota, because of the government funds that they're receiving, I tried to check my son Joey into an autism center.
We've been going to a lot of these daycare centers. We're trying to find a spot for our little boy Joey, but... We thought maybe we could check him into the autism center. Because now the daycare center is open.
Durga,
yeah,
Mom,
how many kids do you guys have at this autism center?
I can't give you a number now.
Like more than five?
Probably,
so you don't really know?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about like the fraud that's been labeled on the autism centers here? What do you guys do think about the fraud, or how come the autism centers are popping up?
I can't answer.
Are you a news reporter?
My name's Nick. We're doing a little documentary trying to find little Joey a spot to put himself in one of these centers here. The fraud? And stuff like that. Yeah, because we want to make sure we're going to legit business if we're going to bring our little boy Joey here.
This is not a Joey spot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's our number on the other building. But this is a... we can't let you guys do so.
Okay. Thank you. So once again, little Joey, he can't even go to daycare, and now they won't even accept him if he has autism.
And again, no kids. Couldn't tell you how many kids they serve.
After being able to provide no evidence of them actually being an autism center in a place where a child could go, they shut the door and we headed to the next fraudulent daycare center that was just around the corner.
We're on to the next location. We're still trying to find little Joey a place to go to get some daycare.
And within one day, over 100 million in fraud confirmed.
It's called Super Kids Daycare Center. Interestingly, this daycare center was shut down when it was called Creative Minds Daycare, and it had received $2.45 million this,
but nobody does it.
Fiscal year 2025, they had to shut down because there were so many violations. And they went and they just reopened under a new license and they renamed the center Super Kids Daycare Center, LLC.
So they got shut down and started another one.
Literally the next day.
Creative Minds Daycare, $2.45 million got sent to this daycare center.
Generally empty.
Empty parking lot. We do have a bus here. This is different. We'll see if we see anybody.
I knocked on the door. Absolutely nobody was inside.
Blacked out windows.
Once again, no children could be heard anywhere.
So David, once again, another child daycare center. We have a bus out here. No one's inside. License for over 50 kids. No children anywhere. But yet, millions of dollars every single year.
So the sign says Creative Minds Daycare. They got in so much trouble, they had so many violations that they had to shut down and they reopened the next day under Super Kids Daycare Center. You see, 3801
and again,
Portland.
They found like $10 million.
3801 Portland, which is where we
for
are.
For serving meals was a P.O. box.
That's right there alone.
Millions and millions of dollars. And again, the kids are missing. Where are the kids?
You'd think if they
were never there.
Address,
all right, let's come back. I mean, folks, we haven't played half of it yet. Okay? They get up to over $100 million. Two guys in one day, and still have time to go to the State House and crash the hearings about it. See how easy this is? But men have to stand up. All that evil men in tyranny can flourish is the good men do nothing. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physician before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, tongue tied.
All right, I've already spent an hour and a half on this because I know victory when I see it. I already know the whole story. We have the documents. We know it's all true. But it's all about the power of one local Minnesotan and one activist reporter with, when I said hundreds of millions, I can't even keep track of it, okay? We're talking 300 plus million views that I could track on X today alone. We're talking all over the news. We're talking all over every platform. And now all these other journalists are going out to the thousands of locations around Minnesota and finding they're all empty. The autism centers, the daycares, the medical centers, the home care, the Obamacare. And it's the Democrats, because I've seen the court cases have already happened. It's 30% in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in Texas, in Maine, in Washington State. Those where the Somalis are at. Who are literally a pirate slaver system where the Somalis aren't even bad people, but whoever is the rulers, Ilhan Omar's dad was the ruler of Somalia. They are slave masters. And so they vote how they're told, they do what they're told, or they kill them. And they're the perfect bagmen for Democrats to bring in. Again, we're all taught only Italians have organized crime. That's a joke, people. I'm not Italian. I don't have any Italian blood. I know history. The Italians, if anything, got in trouble because they got too big and too sophisticated by the 60s and were challenging the WASP and Jewish mafia. And that's in the mainline history books. It's not on the news. It's not the average person doesn't know. But the Italian mafia got a little too powerful by the 50s and 60s. And we're kind of pushing the WASP mob around. Oh, you know the WASP have a mafia? We used to. It's been taken over. And then you heard about Bugsy Siegel and all those guys. That's the Zionist folks. But the point is that you only think, oh, because you saw The Sopranos in Hollywood, that Italians have a mafia. All these other countries are mafias. India's a mafia. These Muslim countries are mafias. It's how the world works unless you have a republic. It's about rules. Everybody follows that. The argument of the Italian mafia is we're immigrants. We're not getting our rights, we're going to stand up for ourselves and enforce our own law. It's like The Godfather, Mario Puzo, which is a composite of true stories. The Godfather is not a movie, it's a documentary. The names have just been changed. I'm not defending the Italians. I'm just explaining to people, why do you think Italians, the only people who have a mafia? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. The Somalis are a hardcore, sick, evil mafia. The worst of the worst. And they've been brought here by the Democrats because they will run these deals and pay the money. Ilhan Omar is a mob boss and an anti-American mob boss and a piece of shit at that. And Tim Walz is her boss. And he's got bosses above him. Now, Royce White, incredible Minnesotan, former NBA player, run for Congress and the Senate, almost won despite the fraud, would have won despite the fraud. He's coming up, and he's cool with it. I'm going to start the next hour, take a little bit of the time, because I need to get into the war news, and Iran declaring war on us officially, and I need to hit the Candace Owens stuff. Not to be mean to Candace, but she's become too destructive of the Liberty Movement, and she's just a microcosm of what we're dealing with. She's now turning against her followers because of her source claiming a congressman they seem to pick out of a hat. And Erica Kirk and the head of TPUSA security at a Huachuca meeting with 12 colonels to kill Charlie Kirk the day before he was killed. And they all have alibis, like being on C-SPAN voting. She's ignored all that. Now her own people have looked at the horrible record of this kook ball, probably a globalist operative. And she's doubled down and saying her own people are bad now. It must have been paid. And I tried to get her weeks ago. I said, Candace, turn back. You can't do stuff like that. You can't say Congressman Amadai's there. And she did say that. She said, oh, her source is pure. He's good, blah, blah. The guy has 5 different heavy restraining orders on him. He's a con man. We have his military record. He changed his name all these times. All this stuff. And I'm just like, I'm not signing on to that. I'm not signing on because I went investigated when she said, you know, she had all this information. So I'd go investigate it. And I'm like, you know, in the military, which they've done before under orders from the Senate with a presidential letter, death warrant, they have a meeting and they go, take care of the problem. Oh, you're in a meeting. You just give the secret with 12 colonels and they're all planning it. The minute I saw this guy and saw him say, I'm like, is this a joke? And now it's all disintegrated, and she's doubled down. So I'm sad for her, but I'm not going to let her take us with her. So all you idiots putting pressure on me and threatening me and, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see at the end of the day. But does the Democrat Party attempt to take down TPUSA because it got 2.5 million people to vote for Trump, and it's bigger than ever, and you failed taking down TPUSA. You failed miserably. So I'm going to cover that briefly coming up. But back to real victory. Two investigators going to all these places in one day found over $100 million of fraud of the $24 billion we know there's there, showing you how it's done, showing you the arrogance. Bigger than just that story is the story of men taking action. But you know, 3 years ago, before Elon took over X, you wouldn't even see this. It'd be censored. So give credit where credit's due, Elon Musk. Thank you, Elon Musk, the game changer, the MVP. Trump now admits he shouldn't have run you out. He's trying to bring you back. Elon, we need you to empower us, and we'll empower you. This is beautiful. And he did boost this report, twice got hundreds of millions of views. Let's continue to see the report they don't want you to see.
Once again, another child daycare center. We have a bus out here. No one's inside. Licensed for over 50 kids. No children anywhere. But yet, millions of dollars every single year.
So the sign says Creative Minds Daycare. They got in so much trouble. They had so many violations that they had to shut down, and they reopened the next day under Super Kids Daycare Center. You see, 3801 Portland. 3801 Portland, which is where we are.
So that's fraud right there alone.
Millions and millions of dollars. And again, the kids are missing. Where are the kids?
You'd think if they had the same address that whoever's inside or working at the Capitol here inside of Minnesota would just say, oh, maybe that's a red flag.
Maybe they just write the check. Human Services, they got to clean out the whole bunch. They're the ones who enabled this fraud. How can you not look and say, wait a minute, these two are registered at the same address?
On top of all of the child care centers, that's just only a small piece of the fraud. What other fraud are they committing here in Minnesota?
So another major piece of the fraud is the home health care industry. Where we're going now is a building that has 14 Somali-owned home health care companies in the same building.
14 of the same health care companies in one building.
14 home health care companies with different names in the same building.
How bad has Tim Walz managed the budget here inside of Minnesota?
So the last biennium, we had an $18 billion surplus. This biennium, we have a $6 billion deficit. That's a $24 billion swing in one biennium. How in the world can you burn through $24 billion in 2 years? This is how, right here. This is a huge part of it.
And so would you say a lot of that is fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Absolutely. I would say better than 90% of it is absolute outright fraud.
And a large percentage of this fraud is from these healthcare companies that are charging the state millions of dollars while they actually aren't providing anything. In fact, the FBI just did a raid a few days ago on a building similar to the one we are about to enter. Inside of this building, there were 14 of nearly the exact same businesses offering the exact same services.
Right here, you have a list of all of the healthcare companies. Loads of them right here. We want healthcare. Yes, we'd like to speak about getting healthcare here.
No.
Why can't I get healthcare here?
No. Wait.
Warning, you are under video surveillance. No trespassing, security armed. This is the strangest place I've ever been to get healthcare. Just a bunch of different places. Healthcare here, healthcare right here. Another healthcare company right here. There are three healthcare companies inside of this building right here in this room of 7C. Now we have another Helping Hands, Home Care LLC, another healthcare company, Present Help right here. We're looking for the best rates of healthcare here inside this building because we have so many options. Who can we talk about getting the best healthcare?
I don't know.
No?
Sorry.
All right. We will not get any healthcare here. David, this is one of the stranger places I've ever been. literally healthcare every door you go to, yet nobody will give you a rate. How much money do you think has been funneled through this building?
Every year, I would say 50 to 60 million at least.
And finally, we were accepted into one of the daycare centers and they actually took down our information to give us a rate. However, when we left, we were then met with the police.
We received a complaint that no one matching your description were in this building harassing the individuals who stay here.
We're checking out the rates for healthcare. Because there's 14 healthcare companies inside this building, so.
Okay.
Well, that's not what he said. He said there's 14 companies here. And he's trying to assume because they're Somali providers, everyone here is fraudulent.
Okay. So
he's here with some kind of like propaganda.
So no, we're just checking.
No, this is a area that we're allowed to enforce trespassing ordinance. Is there any other reason that you guys are here?
Well, we were checking rates.
No, he's not.
We were checking rates. We asked for rates.
No, you're not.
Okay. If you guys are all good, we're going to step outside and we can continue this conversation.
All right, let's leave. So, all right, we're getting escorted out right now. The police have arrived. We were checking out the rates, seeing what was happening inside of this building. No one would really speak with us. We did go inside the one daycare center, and she actually did give us rates for childcare. Much respect to that lady. What's the problem, officer?
Well, so again, we've been getting reports from, you know, multiple individuals that you guys were harassing individuals who work here. At the end of the day, this is private property, and it's one that people are allowed to ask you to leave.
It's also in the Minneapolis. Yeah, bottom line, this is a major money laundering operation. We're stealing $50 million a year out of this. And, you know, he's a trendy. He's cool. They got it all together. And he's just told, you know, run these people off. You know, you don't go into an open mall area where they've got dozens of facilities for all this so-called care. You don't ask for services, you son of a bitch. You goddamn American. You piece of filth. What is your problem, scumbag? We're clowning and pivoting you right now. I love the arrogance of this cop. And that's the left. Once they get control of your government, man, you're going to have leftist cops on your ass like the UK. You pray peacefully outside abortion clinic, 3 years in prison. You file a complaint that a Muslim raped your 6-year-old daughter, you go to prison. But hey, it's over for you people. The left, get it. Your reign of terror is over. It's just the beginning. Nothing you do is going to stop this now. Just know that. And the report goes on and on, up to 100 plus million in fraud, caught red-handed, with the state documents. Good luck for you, scumbag, because you were getting away with all as we were asleep. It's over. And all the candy asses and all the interlopers and all the sellouts and all Benedict Arnolds, it's a different ball game. We're in a different world right now. The times, they are a-changing, to quote Bob Dylan. Let's continue.
To enforce trespassing ordinance at this address.
Yeah. So they've already left. He wants to keep saying trespass, trespass, his power. You scum. You scum, American. You scum. You want to see a Benedict Arnold? It's this cop. Let's continue.
Got escorted out of this building. The Somalis filmed us as we left, and we headed over to the next building that had 22 of the same home health care providers operating from inside of the building.
Right here you have multicultural home care. And right here it says it's open, but can't even get in. Another Reliance Recovery Center. Mercy and Grace Care, Inc. Right here you have Denden Eritrean Youth Development Association of Minnesota. Another child care center. Welcome to Bright Beginning Center.
But what do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
No comments. Can I please close?
Right here, you have Serenity Quality Care. All of these businesses are literally the same type of business.
All right, let's stop here. Let's stop here for a moment. Let's play clip 15 for a second. This is just a new one. I see 10 or 15 of these every day. The Somalis, turns out they're like kids of the mayor, kids of the governor, you know, kids of the... And they're just like, screw you, pay my money, bitch. You bet I'm screwing you. You bet I don't work. You bet I drive a Mercedes. You bet I live in a $3 million house. Bitch, pay it. And you go, what is this? What do you think arrogance leads to? They've gotten away with all this. Why would they not? So you want to know who's getting the money? Here's an example right here.
I'm a Minnesota Somalian. Of course I live in a big house funded by United States taxpayers.
I'm a Minnesota Somalian. Of course, we have the most luxurious cars.
I'm Minnesota Somali. I'm champion border. Hi.
I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course, I made my city come here.
I'm a Minnesota Somali.
Of course I tell the government I feed 3,000 kids for no reason.
Did you get the bill yet?
Hey, of course I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course we live in Minneapolis, nigga.
Hey, get the...
One.
I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course I got 12 siblings. I don't even know half of their names.
One.
I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course Minnesota Somali was promised us 3,000 years ago.
Hi, Trump. I'm back so much.
Now, people see these videos for the first time and go, that's a joke. Then they identify them. Those are real Somalis that run the businesses. And you're like, why would they do that? That's the whole point, is rubbing it in, letting you know. Look at Ilhan Omar. Look at them all. They have nothing but disrespect for you because you put up with it. You bowed down to them. We haven't gotten through even 60, 70% of this report. It's got 300 plus million views on X alone. Yeah, let's hear from this guy. I have hours of this. Listen to this guy. Here it is.
Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day, free. I can use my EBT. Go to work for me, white boy, white girl. Yeah. Go to work for me, you white animals. Work for me. Yeah, you work for me. And the U.S. government is the... They work for me. All of you work for me. Now go to work. Pay them taxes. Take care of me and my people. All right? This is my land. I control this place. This is my reality. You all gonna be enchained. I'm gonna lock all you guys up if you don't pay your taxes. You better pay your taxes.
Which under Islam, when they've taken over, you've got to pay them. And you go, who is the average Somali IQ is like 75 because he's inbreeding. But they know how to steal and they know how to attack and you don't. Know how to defend yourself, so they're like, bitch, you know, they're pimping your ass. There's a famous HBO documentary like 15 years ago where he put cigarettes out on her, broke her arms, did all this, and she's in the hospital all beat up, rode by a car, and he's there. She's like, the prostitutes in the bed going, baby, I'm going to get back on my feet. I'm going to make that money. He's like, bitch, you better make that money. And the mother looks at him and said, how did you do this to my baby? He said, bitch, your baby's owned by me. And they go, what do you pay her? And he goes, I give her maybe every 2 days a bucket of chicken just so she can keep doing what she does. And it's demonic. It's like, yeah. And the mother goes, look what you did to my baby. I can play you hours of these Somalis. I remember when I used to put videos out about it where they'd stab somebody to death. First cop they hired was Somali, like shot a woman and did all this stuff. And I mean, people are crazy. And they go, yeah, you bet we're crazy. They're real accounts like 10 years ago. Like, we're kings. We're going to kill you. You bet we're going to kill you. And I was just like, damn, these people are crazy. And they really hate black people because they don't see themselves as black. They were the slavers, one of the main slave hubs. So black folks in Minnesota are the most outspoken against them. I got clips of this lady coming up. Because they sit there and tell them, like, they won't talk to black people. They won't talk to them. They see them as subhuman. Incredible. Let me finish up with some of the documentary here. Here it is.
Convenience, home health care, aid, ink, and child-friendly space. All these companies get money from the government. Why would you have the same company, essentially, inside of the same building, door to door? Right here, Queenly Home Health Care. It just does not make sense. If you're trying to operate a business, you'd want to have less competition. But here... they have all of their competition right next door. We're wondering, because we hear there's lots of fraud taking place here in Minnesota, and we're wondering, why is there so many of the same companies inside of this same building?
No, I don't know that.
What do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't have any idea about that fraud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What do you think about the news articles and what's being spread on the news about the fraud?
Right now, you are doing something wrong.
I'm just asking you.
No, you about don't the have fraud. To ask me, okay? Don't ask me that question again.
Okay?
Okay.
Who can I speak to?
You?
Who can I speak to? Okay, as soon as you confront about the fraud, they get angry. When these people have these home healthcare companies, you're seeing them everywhere inside this building. What kind of fraud are they committing?
So there's false documentation being submitted to the state of Minnesota for services never provided. They're having forms signed in advance for services that were then never rendered. As far as a year or 2 years in advance, they'll have someone sign these forms at one sitting. And then they just file those with the state of Minnesota, and nobody from the state of Minnesota bothers to check that those services were ever provided.
So they're essentially just using people, saying that they had these services provided months or even years ago, then filing the paperwork and then receiving money from the government.
Right, and the Somali community is a very closed community, so everybody's in on it, and they don't want to talk, as you can see.
And for this building, I'm going to give an estimate of around $30 million for how much fraud is taking place. That is a very low estimate. However, still a lot of money in fraud.
And do you think there is fraud taking place here?
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you have any idea what any of these businesses are doing?
I never asked.
And now, with upwards of $100 million in fraud, we headed to one more daycare. And this one gets a little spicy as we get chased out at the very end. And after this, we'll be heading to the state capitol to confront the incompetent government leaders who have enabled this fraud to happen.
And I knew this video was going to
be... We're going to confront the incompetent Democrats that gunned down the state senator and state rep that voted against it on June 14th? They're incompetent? They're not incompetent. They're competent as hell. The only thing I'll tell the great Nick Shirley is stop saying they're incompetent. It's already come out that Walz and Ilhan 4 years ago set this up and took a state surplus of $16 billion to a state deficit of $20 billion, $24 billion stolen. We already know. Stop saying it's incompetence. Good God. Give me a break. This is organized crime with precision. We'll put the whole report in post. There's like 15 minutes left. And then we're going to the state house, them flipping out the white liberals that are on top of it that are running it. And they're the ones I've looked at the cases, the criminal cases that have been filed. It's the same number in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in Texas, in Maine, in Washington State, Tennessee. They got a big... They bust them, and they get 30%. 70% of the money, none of it goes to services, is being sent to the Democrats. The most of it's sent to them through law firms, and then about 23% of the stolen money of the 70% is sent to the Muslim Brotherhood, to Somalia. So the jihad can attack Nigeria and attack Sudan and everything else. I mean, this is just insane, folks. It's so obvious. We're going to break. I'm going to come back and host some. Royce White's coming up, and I want to get into Candace Owens attacking her cult followers for questioning her, platforming a known super con artist with five restraining orders, attacking five women. All we told her was, look out, this is bullcrap, claiming Charlie Kirk assassins met at some base. They all have alibis. She just doubled down. Now she's attacking her followers for asking questions. That's coming up. It's important to do this. We're going to do it. But just remember, I'm backed by you, not Qatar, not Israel, not the Easter Bunny. You. And the deal ends on the 30th. Buy any supplement, whether it's a $20 supplement or a $40 supplement, and get any other supplement you want free. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. The very best, ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the turmeric, the bovine colostrum, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free of any other supplement you want. Unprecedented deal at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You fund us. I appreciate you. Keep us in the fight.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to theoliveshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at theoliveshowstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.